Dubai Eye
103.8. You are listening to The Agenda. Georgia Tolley here. I'm in for Tom for the next couple of weeks, I think. Yeah, give or take. And I have got some rather special guests in the studio. You might have heard us talking about it earlier on the programme, but the Burj Khalifa was lit up blue on Saturday to mark International Angelman Day and to raise awareness of the syndrome. It's a rare neurological disorder that affects just the one chromosome and it results in intellectual and developmental delay. And the request to raise the awareness was made by a Dubai mum, Emily Ray, whose son was diagnosed with the syndrome at birth. Now, I'm joined now by Emily in the studio. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. I've also got Sam, who is your son, and Maya, who is your daughter, also in the studio, and your lovely nanny, who's keeping an eye on Sam so that he doesn't grab the wires too much.
That's correct.
Typical like, four-year-old, ready to grab anything. What an extraordinary act of kindness for the Burj Khalifa to make, the, well, I suppose the organiser of the Burj Khalifa to make this offer, because normally I know you have to pay lots of money to make anything go blue or to be lit up. And it is obviously International Kindness Day today. So if anyone wants to get in touch, we want to hear from you. We are sort of making, you know, we're getting all warm and fuzzy on the programme today. It is Random Acts of Kindness Day. So please do get in touch if someone did something rather wonderful for you, or if actually you know, you did something nice to someone, you know, you wanted someone, you know, wanted to pass it on, because that is the topic for today. Now, Emily, tell me, first of all, how on earth you had the idea, because it's such an awesome idea of lighting up the Burj Khalifa.
It's International Angelman Day was on Saturday, and our families all around the world start posting things that they've managed to achieve in order to raise awareness of AS. And one lady in the States posted that she had managed to just get the call saying the Capitol building in Philadelphia was going to light up blue. And I was sitting and I just popped a little jokey message on our AS mums group saying, next aim. Let's get the Burj Khalifa to light up blue in 3 days' time. And it was a joke. But then my fellow AS mum sent a message back going, come on, Emily, you can do this.
Oh, my goodness. And the competitive spirit came out.
No, that she just said, you can do this. You go for it.
Yeah.
Have a go. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. Ever since he was diagnosed 6th of April 2017, I've always thought if you don't ask, the answer will always be no, because nobody will know what you need or what you require or what your wishes are. And so I just thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. Okay, so I will just figure out a way to make this happen.
So I have actually been following your story on the Facebook sort of group, British Mums of Dubai, for years, mm-hmm. oddly enough. Mm-hmm. And it is such an enormous support when you've got, you know, those sort of messages from your peers. And occasionally, although your messages are always very upbeat, you've always been impressively upbeat, even, you know, when faced with sort of tiredness and sort of tricky situations. Mm-hmm. What are the best bits and the worst bits of having Angelman syndrome?
So the best bits, they're both related to AS and yeah. also related to other people. So the parts related to AS are the very small milestones that he reaches, and you don't know he's going to reach them until he reaches them. And then you just celebrate them. So, for example, yesterday was the first day I heard him ringing the front doorbell. So you can't predict what the best bit is going to be next. When he was diagnosed, Google says, well, he won't walk. He won't do this. He won't do this. He won't do that. You always have to presume competence with children like Sam. And we work very hard. My helper is absolutely fantastic with him at doing so many things so that he can achieve. Even though for sometimes this causes us a few problems because he now knows how to turn the key in the lock and open the door.
Ah, yes. So tricky.
It is tricky. So, and the other best bits are when people recognize him in the street. They recognize him in malls and they come up just like someone did just now in the lift. And he said to us, blue light, you're Sam. I said, yes, yes. So that's why we raise awareness through Sam. Sam has no idea. He has absolutely no idea the impact that he has on other people. And he unites every single person around him because he smiles and everyone smiles back at him. It's an instinct.
It is an instinctive response because I'm feeling a little bit stressed out about the program at the moment. You know, Z and I are sort of talking about what's going to be on the program next, on the schedule. And then Sam comes in the studio door and the joy on his face at seeing me, I was a bit like, oh, wow, okay, thanks. And of course, it isn't actually me, but it's still adorable. You know, your instinctive human emotion is just, you know, oh, wow, you yes. like me.
Yes. He as long as you don't flinch, as it were, when he comes so close to you, which is something we do to raise awareness, especially amongst children, because he is only 4.5 years old, but he is very big, really, for his age.
He's tall for his age. I'm used to tall boys, though. Mine are big as well.
Yeah, so he can be a little bit intimidating. So that's where we raise awareness and say, well, he's not trying to hit you. He's just putting his hand out. So please do a high five and he'll be happy and let him touch your face. The worst bits, they're also linked. They're in the sense that they are Angelman related, but they are also externally related. So with regards to Angelman, when he was first born and we didn't know why he wasn't developing as he should, he could be awake 3, 4, 5 hours at night.
Oh,
wide
gosh.
Awake, wide awake. And we had no idea why this child was not sleeping. I managed to speak to a lovely sleep consultant called Julie Malon.
Yes, we all see Julie.
Yes. And we tried everything and nothing was working. And as soon as we got that diagnosis, everything fell into place. Absolutely everything. We got the answers that we'd been looking for. And every single characteristic was available and we could see it in Sam. And so the worst bits tend to be the unpredictable nature of his syndrome. So he has low immunity in general, and it means that he can go to bed absolutely fine at 7 o'clock and we can hear him crying at 10 o'clock. And now we know that that means something is absolutely not right. And we will probably need a trip to hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning because he doesn't speak. So we can't guess and he can't tell us what's going on. So every time we have to have a doctor see him. It's very important. We can't just leave it.
And have you found doctors here that you can trust, that you can work with, that you know, that understand?
Yes. Well, his diagnosing doctor is Dr. McLeese. I hope I said that right. He's the child development specialist who, luckily for us, had seen a couple of Angelman patients in the UK. So he recognised the characteristics immediately and he said that's what he has. And so not all doctors know about it. It is actually that rare. We've had a doctor in ER before say, I've Googled Angelman before obviously coming to see you. I said, that's absolutely fine because that way,
it's very
you
rare.
Know, we know that you know he won't speak to you, for example.
Now, you're amazingly upbeat, but when you describe 4 to 5 hours of no sleep a night, I mean, I had a tricky baby and I can only imagine how tired you were.
Shall I add into that at the time I was living in Fujairah and working in Dubai.
Oh my gosh, how did you not fall asleep at the wheel?
He used to wake up, say for example, 3 o'clock, I knew he wouldn't go back to sleep. So by 4:30, I'd have just left the house because I knew I couldn't get him back. And so luckily we had two nice ladies who would come in and rotate through
to
help.
Care.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that I could drive and commute to Dubai. As my friend said, she posted a message on Facebook this morning. She said, I don't know how she does it, but she survives on power naps because I don't like tea or coffee.
So. Oh, no, so you can't go do the caffeine thing.
No.
Well, oddly enough, when I was working on the business breakfast, I used to power nap as well, and it does make a difference. Mm. But still, it's hard work as a mum.
It is hard work.
Even
I mean,
with
it's
help.
Hard work. Inherently hard work in a way. I mean, it's emotional, it's physical, but just when we go outside and we take Sam out, sometimes things are harder than they actually need to be. So for example, someone's parked in the spaces that are reserved for people like Sam and they have no need to be there. And that makes our life very difficult. His stroller, his wheelchair, as you can see, it's very heavy.
Yeah.
We have to lift him. He's also very heavy. So one of the skills we've been teaching him is to get into the car by himself.
Oh, great.
So that we don't continue.
Break your back.
Yes, so we don't continually have to lift him and really hurt ourselves. So
So coming up, yes. I'm going to be discussing a bit more about the challenges that you face. And obviously, you know, the other ways in which you are raising awareness about Angelman syndrome. Every time I say it, I worry I'm saying it wrong, but it's Angelman.
It is Angelman.
That's how rare it is, that you just don't hear anyone talking about
Nobody knows about it. It's named after Dr. Harry Angelman, who discovered it in the sense that he published a research paper in 1965, and it took his name.
So coming up next, we'll be discussing that. Also, Maya is in the studio, who is 5, and they are absolutely adorable together. So we'll be chatting about that in just a few minutes as well.
The Agenda is your opportunity to air your views.
Share your thoughts and join the conversation by text, by phone and online.
Hello there, good morning. It is Random Acts of Kindness Day, and in the studio with me, I have a Dubai-based mum called Emily Ray, who's had rather a wonderful random act of kindness done to her, I suppose, because you wanted to have, you asked the Burj Khalifa to do, well, the organisers of the Burj Khalifa, to do something rather special for you. They lit it up blue on Saturday to mark International Angelman Day and to raise awareness of the syndrome which your son Sam has. How on earth did you get them to do that?
So having had the idea, which I thought was a slightly crazy and rather impossible idea, at about 3 o'clock on the Wednesday afternoon, we had a really busy day. We got home. It was 8 o'clock. I thought, do I do this? Do I not do this? And I thought, well, why not? So I started posting messages on some of the social media groups and Facebook groups that have been supporting Sam and my story in general for quite a while. And suddenly it took off. It absolutely took off. Everybody started posting, and a really kind lady reposted on Twitter, on Instagram. It was being shared everywhere. They were really hoping the Burj Khalifa could achieve this. On Sunday morning, I had this message saying, this is the lady you will need to speak to. And then they also gave me a contact detail of 3 or 4 other people. And a couple of those were by email. And I thought, oh, that's a bit slow, but here's a phone number. Okay, fine. I'm going to call this phone number. You never know. And this lady picked up.
Wow.
It was everything for a reason. Really, we believe everything for a reason based on what's been happening since Sam, really. And so everything for a reason. She was not in a meeting. You know, she was not traveling. She answered the phone call. I started to explain, and she said, somebody has just sent me your post. Oh. She said, let me discuss it. Let me get back to you. 6 o'clock that night, I was in a shop buying a blue t-shirt for Sam for Saturday. She called back and she said, yes, we will do it. And
did you just scream in the store?
I was crying in the store. I had people looking at me. I had parked Sam by himself a little bit away from me, because one of the challenges of going out with Sam is that he likes to grab everything and then chew it. So when we go to a shop, we have to move him and park his stroller come wheelchair away from any items. So I can't always line up to a till with Sam in front of me. So
because they put things at tills, don't they?
They put things at tills.
Treats.
Yes.
Temptations.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't care that it's a treat. He just cares that it's something that crackles and something he can eat. And so these people were looking at Sam, who I'd parked, you know,
miles
quite
away
from me, thinking, this child is on his own. His mother's over here crying. What on earth is going on? and the marketing lady said, well, you know, we're going to have to do photos, videos, interview. And I, oh, my goodness me.
You're like sobbing.
And I had no idea. I really hadn't visualized at that point just how big this could become for AS all around the world.
Amazing.
It really is around the world.
You'd really set the bar quite high for awareness raising, it has to be said. So tell me about the sort of the other support you've received, because Sam has, because people hear about Sam's story, people do random acts of kindness for him.
Oh, absolutely. It's been absolutely incredible. Ever since I started posting about him, One of the very first acts was by a lady called Philly, who made him a fidget blanket so that he could have something to hold on to. And it, you know, it has zips and things on it that would help him with his fine motor skills. I posted once saying, Sam has just managed to get into the kitchen. This is a disaster. He got every single biscuit packet he could find that my husband eats every morning and destroyed them in the 2 minutes it took me to go upstairs and come down again. Is anyone selling baby gates? And this lovely lady called Sophie, who runs Eggs and Soldiers, I think it is, in Times Square, said, we're going to donate metal safety gates for Sam.
Aww.
Because our number one priority is keeping Sam safe. He has no concept of danger. He doesn't really understand instructions. And then she knew somebody else. She knew a man called Paul, who runs a company called Boomtree. And they, for a complete stranger, they transformed his IKEA bunk bed into a safe bed. And a safe bed for Sam is a bed that has wooden slats around it and a gate with latches that we can open and close. It's all open from the about his waist up.
Oh, it's just like a big cot.
It's like a very big cot.
Yeah.
Yes. And they did that absolutely free just for Sam. And it has made that has transformed our life.
So people who want to find out a bit more about your story, because obviously his sister Maya's here. She's five and adorable. And he totally engages and recognises with her in the sweetest way. Has that always been how it's worked for Maya?
It has. Maya was 14 months old when he was born, and we had no idea that he had Angelman until he was diagnosed at 21 months old. One of the major things that helped us in those early days was a lady called Hannah, who was a pediatric physiotherapist, and she said, there's something not quite right. He has, you've described that he's not walking, he's not crawling, he's not talking, he's not babbling. Let me have a look at him. And so she looked at him and she said, yes, he has low muscle tone. This was 3 months before diagnosis. And so at home, we would start to include Maya in the exercises that we needed to do for Sam, so that for her, it became an absolute part of normal life. And since then, she is the most caring, empathetic, kind role model, as she's described in her school report, for her school community and others. She is absolutely fantastic with him, as you saw. She understands that she cannot do everything she would like to do because of Sam. So if she's in the sitting room and he's awake, she cannot do Lego and painting. We have
because
to do it
grab
somewhere
him.
Else.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he'll grab it and destroy yeah. it. And she the bond that she has with him, that is how we hope to encourage all children to be with other children of determination.
Amazing. Emily Ray, Dubai-based mum, whose son was diagnosed with Angelman syndrome, had managed to organise for the Burj Khalifa to be lit up blue on Saturday to raise awareness of the syndrome. Thank you so much. Really wonderful to have you in the studio. If you want to find out anything more about Sam's story, go to the website smilewithsam.com. Amazing to have you. Thank you, Emily,
Thank
for coming
you very
in
much
and
for
bringing.
For having us.
It's been lovely to meet Sam.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.